Currently True. Written by Alexandra Lindquist. Narrated by Jennifer Saxell. Produced by Bukea. This is an echo. I dedicate this book to every brave Iranian who has ever had their fundamental human rights violated. We hear you. We see you. We support you. Woman, life, freedom. Foreword. Before you read this book, I want to ensure you know and understand the premise. These tales are written by me. The tales are my versions of reality and are only fractions of time. Small extracts of truth blended with a small amount of fantasy. Every word is carefully weighed and measured to fit the horror of reality. With that said, I hope you understand that although not everything is true, it doesn't make what is real less horrific. I write these tales hoping you'll read them and know that you can change how history plays out. I have my reasons. I have always stood firm in my belief in human rights. Repeatedly, I hear the phrase, "Don't let history repeat itself." Yet it does. The reason for that is that we let it. The only way to make a change is to fight for change. The only ones who can change the future are those who live in the present. What is happening in Iran now happened in 2009, in 1979, and all the years between. Yet to this day, these brave souls are being murdered by a sadistic regime. Thousands and thousands of brave women, men, and children are still fighting for their freedom against a regime no other country dares to question. A regime free to murder its population. It will not stop until we make it stop. I am privileged to be born a free woman raised in the northern parts of Sweden, a country where I, without fear, can use my freedom of speech. The Iranians aren't free. They risk their lives with every word they speak and every image they share on social media. They risk their lives. I only give my time to echo their voices. This is my reason. I am a woman, and I choose to use my freedom of speech to raise awareness of the atrocities in Iran. I have never been there, and I have very little, or in many aspects, no knowledge of the culture. What I know is what I have read and seen on the news, the internet, and other sources available. I do not claim anything else. I am aware that there is a lot that I don't know and that I don't understand. I imagine that many people think I am an idiot for writing about something or some place I have never visited. Perhaps I am, but by being this person, I hope to piss enough people off to turn their attention toward the fact that people are being executed by their government. People are hanged publicly. They arbitrarily arrest students simply for being students. They use rape to humiliate and control the population. I do not believe I have to go to Iran to understand that every fundamental human right is being violated. I am not trying to understand it all because I can't. The inhumanity is incomprehensible. When people call for help, we should help instead of turning our backs. I believe in human rights. However, if I do not stand up for those who actually lack them, the value of my belief in human rights will be naught. Therefore, I am taking a stand. Free Iran.